Strong car sales and high consumer sentiment indicate a good holiday season for retailers.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. This year again, I have kept my pledge of starting my diet from the next Thanksgiving. Black Friday and Christmas sales are upon us, and one of the biggest ticket items that consumers purchase is a car. So, let's look at the history of car sales and their relationship to consumer sentiment and economic cycles in the U.S. With the exception of the large cities, and with all due respect to my friends in local transportation companies, public transportation in the rest of the country leaves a lot to be desired. We have an infrastructure which is geared to a public that is seriously attached to driving their own private cars. There were more than 17 million cars and light trucks sold in the U.S. over the last 12 months. The highest level since 2005, way before the recession. Car sales ran at around 16 to 17 million units annually before the Great Recession. However, with the start of the recession, car sales followed the consumer sentiment index all the way down to 10 million units by 2008, a huge drop, which generally followed the consumer sentiment index with a lag of 2 or 3 months. And then the Cash for Clunker program was introduced to the market. The sheer size of the buyback not only stopped the decline in car sales, but also spiked the sales volume sky high. The effectiveness of the program became obvious after it ended, when the car market not only didn't drop back to where it was before, but on the contrary, it grew rapidly. The Cash for Clunker program kick-started the car market, which is exactly what it was engineered to do. Consumer sentiment index has been hovering at its highest level since 2007, before the start of the Great Recession. Car sales also have been at their pre-recessionary level since 2015. The current expansion will soon become the second longest expansion since the 1800s. And with all recoveries, we expect the pace of growth to slow down as unemployment rate has dropped to the range of the so-called full employment level. However, according to the University of Michigan survey, the consumers don't see it that way and have even greater certainty about their expectation of income, employment, and their future job prospects. This has become a key factor in supporting discretionary purchases. And for the retailers, this promises to be the best run-up to the holiday shopping season in a decade. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.